Leslie Wise here. Today, we're going to talk about the no-compete clause. This particular little wording in a contract causes people a whole lot of trouble, so it's something that you ought to be aware of and you ought to know about before you go signing this no-compete clause. The way it's used is in an associate contract. When a chiropractor hires an associate, whether that associate is a salaried employee or whether that associate is what they call an independent contractor, that's another topic for another day. But in either case, here's the fear that the old doc that is hiring you has. He has this fear that you're going to come in and work in his office. All the patients are going to really like you. They're going to want to be your patients instead of his. And so if you decide to leave the old doc and move your office across the street or move across the street and open an office, then all his patients are going to flow across the street and go to you, and he's going to lose his whole business and all the money that goes with it. So in order to assure that that doesn't happen, before you even come to work for him, he pulls out a contract that says, for you to sign, that says that you will not compete with him. And the way they interpret compete means that there's going to be a distance restriction and there's going to be a time restriction. So the distance restriction is usually in terms of mileage. And he would, in this contract, would say that you can't open a chiropractic office within 5 miles, 10 miles, 20 miles of this office. So the thing here is it's meant to make it inconvenient for any patients to bolt and come to you. So they put this big mileage limit. Typical is 10 miles. And in, you know, an average small town somewhere, that takes you to another town. 10 miles is completely outside of town. And so you could not establish a practice in that same small town because it's within a 10-mile radius. The second restriction is based on time. And it says you can't open an office within 10 miles for a period of 1 year, 2 year, 3 years. Most commonly, it's 1 or 2 years. And if you left this guy's practice and you want to open your own practice and maybe steal a few of his patients, you're not going to want to wait a year to do it. In the meantime, the patients have all gone away and you don't have them. So that those two restrictions on time and on distance are the two most common items in what we call a covenant not to compete. And you sign that covenant before you even go to work for him that says, I will not practice, open a practice, or work for anybody else in any other practice for a distance of 10 miles or 5, whatever it is, and for a time period of at least 1 year, 2 years. And if you breach that contract or that covenant, there usually are written into it some penalties. And the penalties might be something like a monetary fine. It says, I agree, if I open an office within 10 miles, within 2 years, I agree to pay the old doc $10,000 a month for the inconvenience of losing his patients. Or I agree to pay the old doc a sum of $5,000 for every patient that leaves his practice and comes to me. And you sign that before you go to work for him. So be careful when you're making an associate contract with someone in a town where you think you may want to practice eventually. If you sign that no compete clause, it's going to put you at a distance deficit, or it's going to put you at a time limit deficit, and both of those have consequences. That you can't open a practice within a certain time, within a certain distance. And if you do, you got specified penalties, usually monetary. You're going to have to pay out some money. So make sure if you're going to associate with somebody that you don't really want to practice in that town because it's going to cause you trouble down the road. So But I would just tell you this, when you sign an associate contract to go to work for somebody as an associate, you're going to have to sign that no compete clause. They're going to insist on it. And remember, in an associate contract, the old doc is the one that gets to write the contract. You know, hopefully he has lawyers doing it, and it's going to be pretty restrictive on you to start another practice. So be careful of these no compete clauses or covenants not to compete. Make sure you can live with it before you sign it. It can cause you a lot of trouble. Okay, thanks for your time. Goodbye.